Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to right now every man standing in his place on the Spirit Alive Network, and I'm your host, Reverend Jeffrey Scott. I just want to thank you all for joining us this evening, and we're gonna have someone here that's gonna bring a word for you that can strengthen, that can uplift, that could bring you to a closer relationship with God. You know, the song that was just played, it says, I'm still here. I'm still here. I've made it through, and so have you. If you are on this line, if you are listening right now, you have made it through something in your life that God has brought you through. It may have been something that you think that you couldn't have made it through, but somehow you made it through. It says, I come through the fire and I'll come through the flood. And it talks about God rescued me and brought me to higher ground. God loves us and he wants us to be okay, but we have to understand and learn who he is. And tonight is going to be a night that we can draw nearer to him. And so we have a guest in the name of Apostle Edwin Holloway. He's no stranger here. And I know that he's part of the Spirit Alive family. So and God often uses him to bring a word. And so we want to just bring Apostle Edwin Holloway up after I say this prayer. But I just want us to just pay attention to what the man of God has to say, so we can gain a closer relationship with God. And so let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you right now thanking you for this day. We thank you for all of those that are in attendance, Father God. We thank you for your word tonight, Father God. We thank you that you are going to use one of your people, one of your men, Father God, to bring a word that can strengthen the men tonight, and not only the men, but all mankind, Father God, the men and women, Father God. We understand that we are all your children, and Father God, we just need an encouraging word right now. We ask that you just open up our hearts and our minds and allow us to receive what you have for us tonight, Father God. We just ask that you just touch the man of God right now. Touch him and bring your word through him, Father God. Strengthen him and give him a word from on high, Father God, that will touch somebody's life tonight, Father God. We pray and ask it all in the mighty precious name of Jesus. Amen. Now I bring to you Apostle Edwin Holloway. Amen. God bless
you. Amen. God bless you. I thank God for you all that are listening. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your people. I thank you, O God, for the word that you've given, O God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in that sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you would please take your Bibles and turn with me in the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. And we're going to start with verse 1 and read the entire chapter. The Lord has given me a word for you. And I'm going to come forth with the whole chapter, and after I will explain. First Samuel 15, starting at verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul. This is Samuel, and Samuel became king. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both men and women, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered together and numbered them in Telmon, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kentite, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you, which then for ye show kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. Separation. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people which with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused that they destroyed utterly. Verse 10, then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments, and it grieves Samuel. And he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was too told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and in is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ear, and the fall and the noise of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, say, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribe of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and the fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalekite, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and the stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee for being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said, and Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned, your honor. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. Then said Samuel, bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his home, his house, to Gilba of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the hearing of his word. Here we are, a king. Israel wanted a king. They wanted to be like the rest of the all the other nations. They wanted, they just had to have a king. Their king was God. God was their king, but they wanted a king in the flesh. They just had to have. And so God gave them a king. And it's his main first assignment was to go and kill the people in Amalekite, because the Amalekite would not allow Israel, when they came out of Egypt, to go through their land. They laid in wait and wanted to fight them. So God said, okay, I'm going to take care of business. And he sent Saul to go and destroy the Amalekite. But King Saul refused to do what God told him to do. He said he was afraid of the people. But the thing is this, in those days, a king that overtook a nation, he would take the king of that nation and he would parade around town through the land with this king, tied up with a chain around his neck or a rope around his neck, and he would pray through the city, and he would say, look at me. Look what I have conquered this king. And so it was prestigious to go around and show how great that king was. It was something for him to be able to go and say, look at me. I can stick out my chest and say, okay, I went and conquered a nation. And look, I've got the proof. Here's the king. But God is not, God does not, he refused. He's not concerned about what you think and your prestige and making yourself look great to the people. Because he said in his word, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. He was rejected because he just didn't obey. The scripture says it's obedience is better than sacrifice. Obeying God, whatever God has told you to do. And being that he was a leader, we as leaders, we have to be very careful. When God tells us something to do, we got to do. If you please, turn with me to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. And we're going to start with verse 20. And we're going to read down to verse 25. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he had stretched forth his hand against them, and had smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the street. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. The title of this message is God is still here. God is still on the throne. No matter what anybody does that is in office, I want to speak to you and let you know that your concerns, God is seen. His eyes go to and fro out through the land.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you and let you know that your prayers have hit heaven. And God is on the throne. Because they call evil good and good evil, God ain't winking anymore. God is on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to take care of it all. Yeah. If you will, please, turn with me to Proverbs, the 17th chapter. Proverbs 17 and verse 15. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. No matter what they do, it seems like folks are being given pat on the back, and they're okay, and they have been exonerated for what they've done. But God sees all.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. God wants you to know tonight that he's still in control.
Yeah.
He's still Father. He's still Abba Father. He's still the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes, sir.
What he did to Israel because they did not obey, what they did to Saul because he did not obey, he went to do what he wanted to do and what he wanted to please the people. He's the king, and he's up in office now, and he wants to please the people. He'd rather please the people than to please God. There are folks in office, And I'm not posing no politics, but I'm letting you know tonight, saints of God, all around the world, your prayers have been answered. God is going to send his cavalry.
Yeah.
God is going to send help. God is going to do what he promised. The just shall live by faith. We shall live according to his word as we walk and do what God has us to do. As we obey God. And we continue to pray. We continue to seek God. God is going to place us in places that we thought we'd never get to. God is going to show up and show out.
Yes,
God is going to bless us big time. He's going to bless us royally. This pandemic, God allowed. His hand, it came, and God allowed to get our attention that we may consecrate. As we stay shut up in our homes, as we pray and seek God, God is going to give us witty inventions. God is going to give us direction. God is going to give us what to do. When this is over, it's like each individual is on a playing field, is on a track and field, and you stand at the starting lineup. And the man on the sideline, he says to the runners, get on the mark. And we get into the stop. Says, get set. Yeah. You get yourself set.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shoots the gun, bam, and we're off and running. The key is that you're running, but you're running in your own lane.
Right.
Your own lane, what God has given you through this consecration, what he spoke to you, what he told you that he was going to do for you, and what he wanted you to do. You're running in your own lane. The race is not to the swift, but they that do it to the end. As you run this race, as you do what God has told you to do, God is going to bless you above and beyond that which you could hope or think.
Right, that's right.
Whatever God gave you, if it's ministry,
mm-hmm,
God is going to give you, he's going to supply your need. Whatever God told you to do, he's going to supply your need. My last and final scripture. Let us turn to Revelation 21. And I'm going to start at verse number 6 and read to verse 8. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. Overcomers. God is still on the throne, saint. Don't worry about a thing. What you see on TV, what you hear in the news, God is still on the throne. He's got it all in his hand. So we give God praise, glory, and honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank you, O God, for what you've done tonight. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to touch the hearts, oh, God, and we pray that they receive, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for it, and I give you the praise. I give you the glory and I give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back into the hands of Pastor Jeffrey Scott.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. That's a word. That's a word. God is still here. He's still on the throne. And no matter what our decisions or what we think we should make as decisions, we have to understand that God's word is what keeps us. God's word is what holds us together. So regardless of what we think that we need, you know, what we think that we need, if God says let it go, we need to let it go. We need to let it go and don't leave a trace of it. In other words, those things that we think that are going to propel us forward, God is looking at that as a weight holding us back. And what does the word of God say? It says lay aside every weight.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, when we do that, we have to get rid of all of the things that God says to get rid of. Let it go so we can have our concentration on who we got to have it on. God. God wants all of our attention. He doesn't want us to save things for ourselves because we think that it may make other people happy, or it may be something that we think we might need in the future. You know, in other words, you know, what was going on there was like a little hoarding. Saul was doing a little hoarding. He was trying to hold on to some stuff, and God wanted him to get rid of it because it was what? It was blocking the blessings that God had for him. So, you know, I thank you for that word, Apostle Holloway. That was a great word. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Knowing that we're obedient to God's word, regardless of what it looks like on the other end, regardless of if it looks like somebody else is going to win. See, we have to look at the fact that God wanted he wanted Saul to do something specifically, but he wanted his obedience. He wanted his obedience, but then when he seen that Saul wasn't going to be obedient, he already had what, a ram in the bush. He had David, which he had already anointed, and David was already in the plan to become king. David was anointed king, but it was just that that Saul had to go through his go through his situation and his part to everything that he had to do. And so God knew what was going to happen, but it had to play out, because a lot of times we are creatures of what we see. We see a situation and we try to change it or fix it by what by something else that we may see. But God is saying, get all of that out the way. It's not about what you see. It's about the faith that you have in me. It's about the faith that you have that I am still here, that I am in control, that I have all of this under control. No matter if it looks like everything is just getting out of hand, it's getting out of hand for you, but it's still in my hand, and I'm going to take care of this the way I see fit, not the way you see fit, but you're going to understand that I am the great I am. I am the one who do everything. So when it comes down to it, what is it? We have to have faith in God's provision, in God's protection, in his love, everything that
hallelujah.
He has it for
y'all
us.
Y'all preaching,
you know,
tonight.
So we need to let go of all of that other stuff and be obedient to his word. Amen.
Amen.
So, right now we want to just open up the line to, you know, there may be somebody that wants to put their praise on it, that wants to just say amen, or just encourage the man of God for the word that was spoken today. And, you know, so I want to turn it over to Bishop Cook so she can open up the line. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. All the men of God are preaching and teaching tonight. Well, now, if you would like to put your praise on it, you can press your 1, and I will address you, if you're in our studio, by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you're in our chat room, please, if you have a comment or a question, I see all the amens and glory to God. Hallelujah. You were definitely men of God, enjoyed in the chat room. But if you have a question or you if you'd like to give your life to Christ, hallelujah, now is a good time. So we're going to start out with, we're going to give our extended family over at Good Shepherd an opportunity to speak first, because we are ever so considerate. So we are going to begin with Mother Mattie Scott. We will then move on to Mother Marion Givens. And, of course, we're going to hear from another mighty man of God, Deacon Bradley. So we're going to have our Good Shepherd family come forth first, beginning with Mother Mattie Scott. Amen. Hold on. Amen. We're going to get her unmuted.
Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening, Bishop, honey.
Good evening, Pastor Scott, and good evening to Apostle Holloway. I tell you, these two gentlemen really preach the word. Apostle Holloway, you told it just like it is. You told it just like it is. Pastor Scott, you told it just like it is. It's not about us and what we want. It's about what God say, because God knows best. His timing is above our timing. His thoughts are above our thoughts. We don't understand, but God understands and knows all things. And I just have to say that God bless you two gentlemen. Pastor Holloway really preached the word.
Jeffrey
Scott put the icing on the cake.
Yes,
God bless
did.
You, men, and Bishop Cook. God bless you again. You all are pure true saints of God. God bless you. I tell you God's word. It gives you strength. It gives me strength each day, knowing that God is God all by himself. God say, I am that I am that I am. He say, be still, know that I am God. He says he is Alpha and Omega, and I know that is true. He is the beginning and the end. So God bless you. There was a powerful message this evening. Very powerful, very powerful. I really wish the whole world could hear that. We need to stay prayerful. We need to stay prayerful. We need to stay prayerful.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Amen. Amen, Mother Mattie. I love her so much. I just love my elders. I just love them because they're wonderful. All right, we're going to bring in now Mother Marion Givens from Good Shepherd. Good evening, ma'am. God bless you.
Well, good evening to all of you, and I just want to thank Apostle Holloway and Reverend Scott for the wonderful message that they brought, and I did write down all of the scriptures, and I will go over them again and again, and if we could just let go and let God take over, this would be a better world.
Yes, ma'am.
I just thank you all so much for the wonderful ideas that you put in over us so that we might take advantage of what you're saying. So I love you all, and I wish you well, and God continue to pray. Let us pray for each other. Thank you for your listening.
Amen. I love her. She is so phenomenal. I just love her. I do. She's just, and if you've ever seen her, she is just the most beautiful lady, both of these ladies. Now we're going to go to another man of God that I pray that we hear a word from, on every man standing in his place, and that is our wonderful Deacon Bradley. Deacon Bradley, come on in the room, sir. God bless you.
Yes, indeed, and to God be the glory. This was a wonderful message tonight from two of God's people delivering. And I just want to say to Reverend Holloway, I've been in the church a long time, but I never had the minister to read the full chapter. That was beautiful. See, that brings out all points. He came back to those that could not understand to break it up into good pieces. But
yeah,
let me just say, I feel good all the time. And if I'm not feeling so well, I want to say that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ directs me to the phone. And I hadn't intended tonight, but the good spirit said you might miss some tonight. And thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I appreciate the message tonight. And in the sermon of Brother Holloway, Reverend Holloway, he talked about the race that we got to run.
Yes, right.
Most don't understand how you run this race. So you can't run this race with trials and tribulations staring you in the face. You got to take that off and get on the track field with purposes.
Yeah.
Two purposes. That I can win, and thanks be to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I understand it so well because it isn't hardly a day past, and I'm 85 years old.
Praise Him.
I ran in the in the state track meets, and I knew my body. That's one thing. I knew my body. And after I made the first lap, I never looked at the coach. The second lap, I passed by, I looked at him, and he told me to slow it down. Now, I knew that as soon as I make my turn, I'm going to get a second wind, and I'm gonna breeze on in. I was way See, but I started looking at everything but
my
the cross.
Lord.
Yeah, I lost the cross in there, and I lost the race in there. Because when he told me to slow down, I said, if I slow down, they're going to catch me. See? And that's the story right there. Don't slow down this evening.
Because
they're
going to
catch
my
you.
Lord.
And we lost the race on my account. And that just helped me today to say, I'm running for Jesus Christ. And ain't nobody can do me like Jesus. And ain't nobody
can
me around.
Please,
be to God. Thanks be to the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to the cook and all of the family. God bless you.
God bless you, Deacon Bradley. We love you, sir. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love all of the Good Shepherd family. Hallelujah. Because you have to understand, we are one body in Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's not going to be no Church of God in Christ section, no Baptist section, no Pentecostal section in heaven. We all going to be up there marching around praising Jesus, marching up and down the streets of heaven all day. Then we ain't going to be talking about, we're going to go over to the Church of God in Christ section. We all are the church in Christ. Now, how about that, huh? Now we're going to move on to our Spirit Alive family because they came out tonight because we support one another and we love one another. And so I'm going to go ahead on and start with another beautiful one of my elders that I have much love and respect for, Apostle Zeta. Come on in the room, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
It was a great message tonight. And coming from Apostle Holloway, a lot came out in that message. It was it was prophetic, and the word was excellent.
Amen.
Straight from the Lord. So I can work with that. Praise
yeah,
God.
Yeah, we can work with that.
And, yes, amen. And I could, I also appreciate Pastor Scott coming forth
yes, Lord.
With what he rendered unto us. It was all good. And I just thank the Lord for that, because when we get a hear a good word like that, you know, that's the meat of the word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We can take that in. Hallelujah.
We can chew on that.
And allow it to take us somewhere. So
I
really appreciate the word. It was good. It was on time, because that's what we need to hear. We need to be encouraged, praise God, to stay in the race. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Until we make it through. Hallelujah. It's not given to the swift, but the one that will endure until the end. Amen.
Glory. Thank you, Mother Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah. That was beautiful also. Hallelujah. All right, now we're going to go on to another one of our Spirit Alive family members. Hallelujah. And if there's still time for you to put your praise on it. Hallelujah. So if you are in the room, please press your one. Hallelujah. Because you know Bishop won't know you want to talk unless I can see your one. Amen. So I'm going to ask my sister, Evangelist Michelle. Come on in the room, precious one.
Thank you so much. I just want to say that was a meal.
That was a whole meal.
Apostle Edward, you gave the meat. Jeff came around with some potatoes and all these comments.
All right.
Oh my God.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, amen.
Thank you.
I just thank God for the message and the messenger, and I just want to continue to just encourage you to keep your hand in God's hand, and ain't no turning back.
Amen.
Amen.
No.
Love you.
No.
Amen.
I have to concur, hallelujah. I have to concur with all the, and we're going to get to some other people, but I just want to put my amen in there right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables, everything. Everything.
Right.
I'm ready. All I need is a toothpick and a pillow, and I'll be good to go. Hallelujah. Because that was a sumptuous meal on tonight.
Yes.
I mean, the men, you know, I've always said, when the men of God, hallelujah, stand and declare the word of God, that the people of God are blessed. And when this program was created, this is what I had in mind. The brothers coming forth and just letting the people of God know, hallelujah, about who God is. We don't need theatrics. We don't need cliches. We don't need none of that. What the people of God need is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
And that's what we heard on tonight. The truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Prophetess Holloway, you can come on in the room now, darling, and you don't have a word to your husband. Praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I just thank God for the word from my husband, Apostle Holloway. He's always straight and to the point and sometimes dogmatic about the word. And I just thank God, because this was an encouraging word to us that God is still here. Amen. And no matter what the world says, no matter what the politics says and the world says and all of this, we know that God is for us. He's more than the world against us.
He's
turning things around, and we are in his hand. And I enjoyed that word, too. Amen.
God bless you, Prophetess. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Come on now. We family. You can get on in here and just say praise the Lord. Or I'm glad to be here. And again, if there's anybody in the sound of our voice, nothing would bring Apostle Holloway, Pastor Scott, and all the saints gathered here more joy if you were
Lord.
To give your life to Christ.
Yeah,
you know,
hallelujah.
We love you. We don't have to know you to love you, but we want you to know the God that we serve. We want you to have access to all the wonderful benefits found in having a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't want you to be walking around in the darkness, feeling lost, feeling hopeless, feeling hopeless. We want you to enter into a family of believers with the Lord as your Savior. We want you to you to know we want your joy to be fulfilled so that you can be strengthened. Hallelujah, to live out in these last days. We want you to know our Father, Shalom, so that you might enjoy a peace that surpasses all understanding. We want you to have the hope of an expected end, of knowing that no matter what goes on in this world, it will be better by and by.
You can press toward the mark,
and you can forgetting those things behind you. Don't let the devil tell you that you're too dirty to come to the Lord. Don't let the devil tell you that what you've done is so shameful that you can never come to the Lord. That's exactly what he died for.
He took all the sin,
the guilt, and the shame of the world so that we can be washed in his blood and come out pure as snow. Jesus has already paid the price. You don't have to continue to pay the price with your bodies. You don't have to continue to pay the price through alcohol and drugs. You don't have to continue to pay the price by gambling or overeating. You don't have to continue to pay the price because Jesus has already paid the price.
Yes, Lord.
And he wants you to come home. He wants you to return to your first love. That's him. Did you not hear the apostle say that God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end? Well, here's a news flash. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. On down in verse 10 where it says, and the Word was made flesh, the Word is talking about nobody but Jesus. So if God the Father was there in the beginning, so was Jesus. If God is there at the end, so is Jesus. And right now, he wants you to come to him with all your brokenness. He wants you to come to him with all your anguish. He wants you to come to him just as you are. You can't fix yourself up. You just need to come to him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, you will know a love like you have never, ever known before. Because there is no greater love than Jesus. He is love. So whether you're listening right now in the chat room or you're in the studio or you're going to listen to this later on around the world, it is our fervent prayer that you make the Lord Jesus Christ the head of your life, that you study his word, that you live his word, and ask him to teach you how to live his word. We all have a destiny. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And what you've got to do is go to him and find out what that plan is for you. And be obedient. So I praise God for all the comments tonight, for the wonderful word that went forth. Would anybody else like to have a word? We don't want to leave anybody out. Is my sister, I got to check and see. I'm running to see if my sister Gladys in the room right quick because I always check for her. Hallelujah. Sister Gladys, you in the room, baby? Everybody unmuted, so pretty much unmuted. Okay, that's all right, I don't see her. Okay, I done ran the gamut of all these numbers, so I guess not. I don't see any more ones. So, Pastor Scott. You may. I just want to say again, thank you to both of you for that wonderful word, and you may close your program. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop Cook. And so tonight you have been listening to Every Man Standing in His Place on the Spirit Alive Network, where we had Apostle Edwin Holloway speaking. And we want to thank each one of you for just giving your time, you know, to understand God's word. And we our fervent prayer is that you acknowledge God in all that you do. And we pray that you be ye transformed. God bless you and good night. We love you. God bless.
Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Excellent program.
You. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.